USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Problems continue to plague the Lincoln Project organization and is now facing big problems and major legal trouble after it was accused of publishing screenshots of private Twitter direct messages belonging to one of its co-founders, Jennifer Horn. Horn left the Lincoln Project last week amid the John Weaver scandal. The Lincoln Project is an American political action committee formed in late 2019. The Department of Health and Human Services has been made aware that the COVID-19 vaccine was listed as one of the several causes of death for an individual in Nebraska. The individual, a male in his late 40s with a number of medical conditions, died between 1 and 2 weeks after receiving his first dose of the COVID-19 vaccine. DHHS says vaccination is still the best line of defense against the COVID-19 pandemic. NASCAR fires back up this weekend. Sunday is Daytona 500 season opener, 2:30 p.m. Eastern on Fox. This is USA Radio News.
Can you really believe the news? So much spin. Americans just don't trust big media. And if you're really tired of the old news, check out Newsmax TV, the fastest growing network in America. It's on all major cable systems. Each night, watch Newsmax TV and see big shows with Sean Spicer, Greg Kelly, Lindsey Keith, Stinchfield, and Rob Schmidt. They're exposing Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi's surprising agenda. So tune into Newsmax anytime. If your cable doesn't carry it, call them and tell them you can go to another service that does. Or you can download the Newsmax app on your smartphone. It's free, and you can watch it anywhere in the world. Newsmax is also free on TVs like Samsung, LG, and Vizio. And millions of people watch Newsmax on Roku, YouTube, Pluto, Zumo, Apple TV, and more. There's a reason 30 million Americans watch Newsmax TV all the time. Check it out today. Newsmax is real news for real people.
President Biden announced Thursday the federal government purchased an additional 200 million doses of the coronavirus vaccine. Biden was speaking during a tour of the National Institutes of Health. Biden said the U.S. is on track to have enough supply of the vaccine to inoculate 300 million Americans by the end of July. More than 32 million Americans have received at least one dose of the vaccine, according to data from the CDC. The suspect in the Tuesday shooting at a Minnesota health clinic that killed one person and wounded four others was charged with murder on Thursday. In a criminal complaint that detailed the gruesome attack, authorities say 67-year-old Gregory Ulrich is responsible. The complaint also alleges Ulrich detonated two explosive devices. President Biden has warned China will eat our lunch if America doesn't step up its infrastructure spending. Mr. Biden was speaking on Thursday with a group of senators about the need to upgrade the infrastructure in the United States. His warning comes a day after his first phone call with Chinese President Xi Jinping. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Mental health issues continue to arise as the pandemic lockdown is bringing folks down. USA Radio News' Dan Araki has more.
The report from insurance company The Standard showed about 55% of the workers surveyed said they were dealing with mental health issues since the beginning of the pandemic, with many citing increased stress around job security and working from home while balancing other family and social demands. Dr. Patrice Harris says that just having conversations about these issues is a good place to start in dealing with them. The former president of the American Medical Association tells CNBC that there are some simple coping strategies those who are feeling overwhelmed can use.
Certainly, I want everyone to, first of all, give themselves grace and space to feel how they are feeling. Know that we are not helpless. And yes, we are all hitting that wall. But it is time to build on our reserves, call on those coping skills that we typically use. Make sure we are getting some activity. I know in the North, it's difficult, but put on your favorite artist and dance around. Make sure you're sleeping and try to eat. And by all means, Shep, we should not be turning to alcohol to cope.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Araki.
Mexican President Obrador said on Thursday that migrants who believe the doors are open to the United States now that Biden is president are wrong. Lopez Obrador urged migrants not to believe traffickers who tell them they could get legal status immediately in the United States. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.